I'm Jack Lessenberry. Last night I went to the annual Society of Professional Journalists banquet, where every year someone is named Journalist of the Year. I wasn't unbiased. I wanted my Michigan radio colleague Steve Carmody to win for his magnificent reporting on Flint. He finished second, however, and I can't really say he was robbed. Detroit News reporters Karen Bouffard and Joel Kurth did sensational reporting last year, revealing that dirty instruments and old tubing clogged with blood were being used in operations at the Detroit Medical Center. They interviewed dozens of people, read hundreds and hundreds of pages of medical records, and were helped by many sources who risked their jobs and their careers to provide them with information. Their reporting almost certainly saved lives. If it hadn't been for them, this problem may never have been discovered because, as Kurth said in accepting the award, regulation of hospitals and data collection is extremely lax. Kurth and Bouffard are heroes, just as Steve Carmody, Kurt Guyette, Lindsay Smith, and a few other reporters who exposed the lead scandal in Flint are heroes. They're an illustration of how necessary journalism is to a free society. I hope you remember this next time you see some character on some cable channel attacking the lamestream media. By the way, journalists are used to being attacked. Brad Werfel, the spokesman for the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, regularly sneered at and denounced reporters who were trying to get at the truth in Flint. When they did uncover what was happening, Werfel and his boss were fired. Reporters and society can take this kind of criticism, but what we worry about is a society that doesn't support journalism. 30 years ago, when I was a national editor for the Detroit News, it sold 670,000 copies every day. Today, it's one-tenth of that. The newspaper loses money, and they shrink the staff and do more layoffs and buyouts every year. While the News is technically owned by a separate company, its fate is, in fact, controlled by Gannett, the company that owns the Detroit Free Press, and it could decide to close the News for good tomorrow. And then, as Plato asked more than 1,000 years before Gutenberg, who will watch over those who are in power? There's already a huge information gap. The Michigan Court of Appeals yesterday badly embarrassed itself in a ruling involving former state senator Virgil Smith, who recently got out of jail for shooting up his ex-wife's car. Smith had originally signed a plea bargain agreement and, as part of that, promised not to run for office again for at least 5 years. The trial judge said it was unconstitutional, and the court was asked about that. The ruling, however, said that was a moot point because Smith appears to have no intention of running for public office during his term of probation. It was astonishing because Smith has, in fact, taken out petitions to run for Detroit City Council. I know that largely because I have access to 2 private news subscription services, Gonger and Mears, which the general public never sees. We need to find a way to support journalism and have it reach a significant audience, or our democracy may be doomed.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.